Kids' heart surgery saved by mass campaign. Steve Score, Chair, Save Glenfield Children's Heart Center campaign and Leicester East Socialist Party. Campaigners in Leicester have decisively proved we can win battles in the war to save the NHS. In December, NHS England announced a dramatic climp down from its plan to end congenital heart surgery at two of its three threatened regional centres, Glenfield Hospital and the Royal Brompton in London. Just 1 week after the closure announcement was meant to happen, Glenfield hit the headlines when staff spectacularly saved the life of a baby born with her heart outside her chest. But outside the headlines, these hospitals save children's lives every day, including that of my own son. Without building a mass campaign, this U-turn would not have happened. Save Glenfield Children's Heart Centre had persuasive arguments and massive support from across the East Midlands, but mobilising that support was crucial. We built an active campaign that united patients and families, NHS staff, trade unions and the community. We held demonstrations of up to 2,000 people a time, mass meetings and lobbies. 130,000 signed a petition, online and paper, and 7,500 engaged in NHS England's complex online consultation. We organised a series of public meetings across the region to go through these arguments in detail. We even held a day of action in 25 schools. Pupils turned up wearing red, held assemblies, sent their support, and made placards for a demonstration. From the start, campaigners were focused on the issue of saving the heart center. But they also understood it was part of the overall struggle to save the NHS. We affiliated to health campaigns together, and sent two busfuls of people to the mass NHS demo last year. Many of us will be taking part in protests on the 3rd of February and beyond. United we can win.